The United Nations Security Council has approved a resolution urging the immediate deployment of UN monitors to the eastern part of the Syrian city of Aleppo. Syrian rebels had controlled that area for about 4 years. France said it is very important to have observers in the area to avoid mass atrocities by Syrian forces and militias. The resolution calls for the UN and other groups to monitor evacuations from eastern Aleppo. It also calls for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to talk with Syria and other parties on security and preparations for the monitor's deployment. Ban's term as Secretary General ends December 31st. France and Russia drafted the resolution. It asks all parties to allow immediate access for humanitarian aid and medical care without conditions. It also asks parties to respect and protect all civilians across Aleppo and throughout Syria. The evacuation of Aleppo began last week after Turkey and Russia negotiated a ceasefire with government forces. The Syrian forces were about to attack the rebels' last base in the country's largest city. Now, evacuations are continuing from the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo and two villages, Fua and Kefreya. Turkey's foreign minister said 20,000 people had been evacuated from eastern Aleppo by late Monday. Thousands of people are still in eastern Aleppo. Rebels took control of the area in 2012. Recently, they lost nearly all of their territory during an offensive by government troops. On Monday, the UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, said that 47 children had been evacuated from an orphanage in Aleppo. They are now safe, although some are in critical condition. Agency spokeswoman Malene Jensen says that the agency and its partners are feeding the children, as well as giving them clothes and medical care. UNICEF warned that many other vulnerable children are still in eastern Aleppo. The head of the humanitarian group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Rami Abdul Rahman, said he expected the Aleppo evacuations to be completed late Monday. The evacuations are said to involve very complicated negotiations between many parties. The parties include rebel groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and Iranian, Russian, and Syrian commanders. Others involved are the militant group Hezbollah and the Lebanese Shiite movement. Free Syrian Army legal advisor Osama Abu Zaid says the negotiators from the Aleppo evacuations are the Russians and the rebels. However, any evacuations from the towns Fua and Kefreya are discussed between Syrian rebel groups and Iranian Revolutionary Guard commanders. The commanders send the discussions to Hezbollah fighters. The Free Syrian Army is supported by the United States and countries in the Persian Gulf area. Osama Abu Zaid said the humanitarian situation is very serious in eastern Aleppo. A large number of people are sleeping outdoors while waiting to be evacuated. He said there is a lack of medics and doctors. There are only 3 doctors and 1 field hospital operating. This means the evacuated people who arrive in western Aleppo need urgent medical care, shelter, and food. Opposition leaders and activists say that more than 70% of the buildings in western Aleppo have been destroyed. There is also a severe shortage of food and medical supplies. I'm Alice Bryant.